What's up, guys? Welcome to CineSpeak. Today, I am joined once again by my buddy Zach King. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for having me.
Let's not lie, we're both tired as shit.
Yes.
But we're trying to power through this episode for our magnificent audience. I also I told Zach this, I'm treating him as like an unofficial co-host as well.
I appreciate that. For some reason, I was waiting for a third person to respond to that, like, oh, that's cool. But then it's just the two of us.
Just the two of us. What are we going to be talking about today, Zach?
I think we're talking about Zombieland 2. Double Tap, bitch.
Indeed. Indeed.
I don't know why I added the bitch. I'm just...
You're feeling sassy. That's okay.
Yeah. Sassy and in charge.
And thick.
I mean, I always feel thick, let's be real.
We only stan thick daddies on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess I'll start this off by asking you if you remember when you first saw the original Zombieland.
Oh boy, howdy. I think there's two films that really kind of made me want to direct a zombie film when I was a young boy. And I guess In Hand kind of got me into wanting to make film.
Yeah.
And that was Zombieland and Shaun of the Dead.
Solid.
I think I saw it like 2010-ish.
So pretty close to when it was released.
I could be wrong, though. I could have It might have been 2009. That's how I'm going to structure that sentence.
Fair.
When do you see it? You see it in the same little time frame, or...?
Honestly, I feel like in 2009, I probably wasn't as into film as I am today. So I probably had no idea that this movie even existed back then when it was released.
That's fair.
I think I may have, I would say probably like 2013-ish, 2014-ish probably.
I mean, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I was pretty late to the party, but I enjoyed the party nonetheless.
It's like when you get there and, you know, everybody's like already drunk and everything, but you're there and you get to laugh at them.
Yeah, exactly. Still a good time.
Yeah.
No alcohol required at Jeremy John's. What are your thoughts on the first one, real quick, before we get into the second one?
Oh, I think I kind of spoiled that for you. I personally really enjoyed the first one. I don't think it was quite like... I don't think it was on the same level as... As Shaun of the Dead, of course, because that is my favorite film of all time.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a very, very fun film, and, like, I thought it was just a good little zombie flick. I think those two movies actually put me into, like, a process that led me into my current career indirectly, and I think it just kind of put my life... That sounds really dramatic, but I think to an extent, those two movies put my life into motion to where it is now. So, like,
yeah, I mean, for sure.
I take it you enjoyed it.
Yeah, like, when I watched it the first time, like, basically, not as dramatic as your story, obviously, because obviously it meant way more to you, but...
I'm a drama man.
I mean, power to you, dude. Whatever inspires you, man. And this isn't a bad movie to inspire you, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The characters are all a lot of fun, and it was definitely just like a good movie. Just a I don't know what I was gonna say. Sit down and watch and have some fun.
Shoot the shit.
I was gonna say shit around, but.
Yeah, just throw on the movie and shit around.
Yeah, just throw on the movie and just start shitting. Just cover your room in feces.
Oh my god. Did you, I mean, obviously this movie came out like 10, or the sequel, I mean, Double Tap, came out 10 years after the original. Did you expect, or did you want a sequel? Did you expect one?
The original kind of always left it open to interpretation.
True.
Not an interpretation, too, like the possibility of a sequel.
Yeah.
Because I think in his like epilogue, little, or is it prologue? I don't know. He's like, "Until next time,
Oh,
he's
shit.
from Z-land or whatever fuck he says." So it was always kind of like left open to it, and
Yeah.
like, honestly, I never gave it really a thought of a sequel until like I saw last year, end of last year, that was like Zombieland 2, and I was like, shit dog.
Were you excited?
Oh yeah. Well, I
Yeah.
mean, you heard my dramatic ass story about my life being set into motion by this movie. I was definitely like at least a little excited.
Yeah.
Part of me was always a little bit worried that it was gonna be ass, but
Well, yeah, like, 'cause personally, I really enjoy the first one. Like, I think it's definitely one of my favorite comedies. But whenever they announced the sequel, I was like immediately I was kind of worried, 'cause you know how usually sequels that are released this long after their original movies, they're not always the great. They don't really have a good track record.
yeah, I hear there's very few that are end up being good. It's like Blade Runner
Oof.
was, I hear, was pretty okay.
It was amazing.
And fucking the new Halloween movie is a sequel to one of the originals, and it's kind of like a nice little movie.
Yeah, I don't think people thought it was like amazing or anything, but it was definitely received fairly positive.
So apparently the new Terminator's been pretty well received already, which is
Yeah.
good to hear.
On the other hand, we have sequels like Dumb and Dumber, whatever the official sequel for that one was called, I forget.
Was it Dumb and Dumbest?
I don't know. Was it like Dumb and Dumber-er? Or was that like the
Oh, dude,
direct?
I think it was Dumb and Dumber.
Because I know that they made like one direct to DVD sequel, I think, without Jim Carrey or Jeff Daniels.
Yes, it was Dumb and Dumber.
I was forced to watch that movie in theaters and I did not have a good time.
For some reason, I really want to tell this story now about how when I worked at a movie theater, Sherlock Gnomes was playing. And I don't know what led me to this point, but like, just hearing the term Dumb and Dumber made me think of Sherlock Gnomes. And I had to clean the theater, and it was always so horrible. But I got to listen to this fucking bop.
What bop?
What the fuck was it called? It was. I had it on my phone for a while.
We must know.
And my friends just kind of always made fun of me when it came on.
Was it like associated with the Sherlock Gnomes movie or?
It was just honestly, it was a really bad song.
Amazing.
Fuck.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I like this little soundtrack. I like this little like thing that we have going on here.
What?
I'm trying to find the song and you're scatting.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. I was trying to put in some like elevator music.
Yo, there's so many songs. Oh, Better Together by Jessie Ware.
Never heard of it.
Fucking bop, man.
Shit. I'll for
You need
sure.
to listen to it right hugging now.
I feel like we'll get. I don't know how podcasts work, but I feel like we'd get copyright strike. I
You need to listen to it in right
don't
approximately 40 minutes from now.
know. I definitely will. You have my word. You'll be hearing my opinion on it soon.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy, yeah.
Should we get to the topic back to topic.
Yeah, probably.
At a Sherlock Gnomes rant. Believe me, I
Yeah.
have a story for that's on topic for later.
All right. Okay, so
Side note, I just gave myself a paper cut on my toe and it hurts.
God, are you okay?
This podcast is a mess. I'm
Man,
sorry.
I find it funny, so I hope other people find it funny.
Okay, back on topic.
I have the DVD of the first Zombieland in front of me, and the tagline or one of the reviews on the case says Superbad meets Shaun of the Dead.
Honestly, I see it.
Me too. Anyway. Oh yeah, I haven't really asked your thoughts on the sequel. What did you think of it?
Okay.
Oh boy.
Here's my story time.
Okay. I've been waiting to hear this.
I did tell you that I had a story, and I hope this doesn't disappoint.
Okay.
So I was yesterday, I saw this movie yesterday. And I've been working on like every day for like the past 3 months, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna binge drink today. So I drank a lot,
As
and
one
then
does.
I was like, I took a nap, and then at like the movie was at like 10, and I bought tickets at like 8 and was like, I'm going to this movie tonight with Lily. And then I got to the theater at 10 and I was like, boy, I need to shit. And so I was like, okay, I have 10 minutes till the movie starts. I have time to go take a dump. So I ran to the bathroom. But guess what?
What?
There was piss all over every single toilet seat.
Oh
Every single one.
What'd you do?
I went back to the theater.
And you just held it in?
And I held it for 2 hours.
Oh my.
It was unpleasant. And you know, I enjoyed the film.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would have enjoyed it a lot more had I not been touching cloth for the entirety of the movie.
Oh, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Did that story live up to the hype?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad. But yeah, I would have enjoyed it had that not been happening, but I think it was still a pretty solid fun time. What do you think about it?
Touching cloth. Okay, sorry. Oh yeah, I thought it was a pretty worthy sequel, to be honest.
I thought it was like it wasn't like the best movie in the world, but I thought felt like it was a good companion piece to the first one.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it was as good as the first one, but like you said, it's a pretty good companion piece.
Like I could see myself sitting down in 6 months when it comes out on, is my toe bleeding? Comes out on DVD and or Blu-ray for used movie Blu-ray snobs,
Oh,
and
shit.
sitting down and watching them back to back and having a good little time.
Yeah. Are you gonna hold in your shit again when you rewatch it?
You
To
know what? I
relive
wasn't
that?
planning on it, but I might just have to.
Maybe, what if you try watching it without like having to shit and like it's like you just hate the movie and you realize that you can only enjoy it if you hold in your
That would be unfortunate,
shit.
but also kind of risky, and I like it.
You need to do that and get back to me.
On it. I'm gonna go spend $50 at the movie theater to see a single movie just so I can have to poop the entire, or no, just so I can not have to poop.
Sorry, that story just like threw me off completely.
Side story.
Okay, go ahead.
When I went to go see Spider-Man Far From Home,
Yeah.
the fucking popcorn line was super long. And so I missed, like, the first, like, 10 seconds of the movie.
Okay.
But my mom made it seem like I missed, like, the first, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
So I spent an extra fucking, like, I spent $50 to go see a movie again. $50? Because I missed the first 10 minutes. Or first 10 seconds.
$50, though?
It gets up there. It's like, it's more like 30, but it...
Is that, like, with concessions and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, damn. Well,
it's like 16 a person.
Jeez.
And then popcorn and shit on top of that.
Do you go to, like, a fancy theater or something, or what?
I go to the only option.
Damn.
I'm not gonna out them because then
yeah,
that true. Ruins all possibility of you getting a sponsorship.
You're right. The theater I go to, well, I mean, there's two. There's one in, like, the town I live in, and then there's one that's, like, maybe 25 minutes away. I've been having to go to the one that's 25 minutes away because the one in town is remodeling to get a little fancier. They're getting new seats, finally.
Yeah.
They're getting recliners.
Dude, that's so fucking nice.
And they're selling alcohol now.
Yo, mine just started selling beer, and I had to, like, fight myself to not get one when that's last night. Because that would have been another $8.
Jesus Christ.
Why do movies cost so much? The theater I worked at, you could go see a movie for $4.
Are you serious?
Yes, and that's a fourth of the price that you pay at the good theater.
What the fuck? I mean, I know that, like, theaters really only make money off of concessions, but...
I mean, yeah, that's true.
But at the same time, still, like, come on.
What the fuck? Now that we're talking about my movie theater job experience, I have another side story.
Oh boy, go ahead. We'll get to Zombieland Double Tap soon, don't worry, guys.
Okay, this is something I've been wanting to get off my chest for a while.
Okay, let it all out.
One time, it was a busy night, there were like 200 people coming in, we sold out a movie. And I accidentally charged someone for a jumbo popcorn, or no, a jumbo pop, and gave them a large.
You and monster!
They didn't notice. And to this day, it's been like a year and a half now, I still feel so bad about it.
What if they show up to your door with the large cup and they're just like, fuck you.
Where's my jumbo?
Where's my jumbo? Oh man, I don't even think we have jumbos here. At least not around me.
It's well, I worked at a second round theater, so like we had specialty stuff.
I'm thinking about working at a movie theater, to be honest.
It's not too bad.
It
depends on the theater, I imagine.
Well, yeah. I just want to be around something that I actually enjoy.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, oh, not this, and, like, kind of low-key out where you work, but...
Yeah, no, let's not. A store.
a place of... stuff.
Yes, of course. Very nice.
Anyways, Zombieland. Do you have any fun Zombieland stories?
Not really.
Tell me about your theater experience.
Well, I went and saw it with a buddy of mine, and then another buddy of mine that I've been trying to hang out with a little more. He used to be my manager at my job. But he's like, he's really close to my age though, so it's like not even a big deal. But I was like, yo, y'all trying to see Zombieland? And they were like, yeah, dude. And I'm like, sick, let's go. And we went to the theater, we met up, we bought the tickets, we kind of talked shit before the movie started. Oh, I actually do have a fucking, it's a really tiny side story, but we sat down, prepare yourself. We sat down and, like, we were just, like, talking shit, just, like, making each other laugh. And these, like, two dudes, like, sat kind of in front of us. And I guess they kind of got annoyed that we were talking because they, like, moved to a seat behind, a few seats behind us. Yeah.
Yeah.
First time I've ever annoyed somebody else at a theater. I'm always the one that is annoyed, so that was a nice change of pace.
Some people just don't want people to have fun.
It wasn't even during the trailers either. It was during like the ads that they play before the trailers.
Yo, do you get Tanner?
What do you mean?
Okay, no. There's a guy named Tanner at the Canadian Theatre pre-show thing.
Oh.
I
I
was
thought you
wondering if
meant
he
like
showed up in the American theaters too.
No, he doesn't.
Dang.
For a second I thought you meant like do I get Tanner in the sun? And I'm like,
Nope.
I'm like, that's really off topic. Do you get Tanner? I don't think so. Not that I know of. But yeah, that was my little side story.
Was a good side story. You're learning.
Yeah, a little bit.
Soon you'll be telling Sherlock Gnomes stories.
Yeah, mine definitely aren't as grandiose as yours are. Yours are like freaking like novels.
I think I just over exaggerate some parts of the story. It's okay.
Maybe
But
I should start.
Zombieland
Oh,
2.
yeah, of course. Zombieland
Now that we're 20 minutes into this, what the
I mean, what do we even talk about? Like, oh, I mean. Did
I have
it.
a gripe with the movie.
Oh, go ahead. Here we go.
Okay. These characters are a wee bit inconsistent.
How so?
Okay, so I'll start with the obvious one, and this is going to be spoilers for those listening.
Oh yeah, I mean I'll put spoilers in the title.
Yeah, so Wichita, she gets proposed to, and this whole movie she's like kind of just hinting that she wants to say yes. But also not enough to make it obvious for a man who's been intoxicated all day. And then just at the end, it's just a complete 180. And Little Rock, she fucking is like, I hate this place. I don't care about Elvis. And then she's like, oh, how could I let go of my favorite Christmas present? It's like just inconsistent enough to make me fucking the slightest bit annoyed while I was taking a shower earlier today.
Damn, I can just imagine you just being haunted by these little issues in Zombieland 2.
Yeah.
Just contemplating everything.
Don't really care a lot, but just enough that, like, I was in the shower, I was like, huh.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. I definitely think the writing in this one, I don't think it was at the same level as the first one.
Yeah.
But that also, I think, is because of the time gap between the two.
Yeah.
Also, what's her face? Little Rock, like, she didn't do fucking anything in the movie. She was a plot device.
I mean, yeah,
It's not like it's a horrible thing, but it's just like that's pretty much what it was.
what my theory is, they looked at where their strong suits were, and that was Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, and Emma Stone.
Oh yeah, for sure. I
And
can
they
see
made
that.
a film that focuses on them and gets rid of the weakest link, which is Abigail, what's her face?
Abigail Breslin.
Yeah, Breslin.
She grew the fuck
And
up.
I mean, yeah, it's weird. It was weird to see all the other ones look like the other three just looked the same, and then
Emma Stone just looked a little less emo.
I mean, yeah, a little.
No eyeliner this time.
That's I see that as a negative. You need to look emo as heck for me to enjoy the film.
Yeah. 1 star on Letterboxd just for that now.
Oh, dude, I haven't rated this on Letterboxd
You should. I gave it 3.5.
yet. Yeah, I'd give it about the same, to be honest.
I give the first one a 4 though.
I think I gave the first one a 4.5/5.
Oh.
Somewhere up
Solid.
there.
Solid.
It shaped my life.
It made me who I am today.
Well, I guess I should explain that because it just sounds like I'm being overly dramatic about a film, right?
I mean, I understand, but I mean, if you want to clear it up, go ahead.
Well, okay, so when I was a kid, I was really into zombies. Like, and it was after seeing this film that I got super into them. And so we went to this horror convention. Like, my mom took my brother and I to it because I wanted to buy zombie stuff. And at that convention, I met the guy who ended up selling me the haunted house I own now. And so, like, because I was so into zombie films, I am where I am now, if that makes sense. So I wasn't trying to be overly dramatic, I was being real about things.
I fully understood. I hope other people did too.
Well, now they know if they decide to continue listening to us.
Is ramble.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all podcasts are, though, to be honest.
But Zombieland 2.
This is a recurring theme this episode. I've seen a lot of people criticize the sequel for basically being the same movie as the first.
I don't get that. It isn't.
I mean, it definitely has the same vibes, but I wouldn't say it's the same movie.
Sorry, I was burping. Yeah, I definitely don't think it's at all the same film because, like, there's so many different aspects to it.
Speaking of different aspects, this is my first segue.
Oh, nice.
What did you think of the like the newer additions to the cast, like what's her face, the Zoe Deutsch as Madison, Rosario Dawson as that one girl at the Elvis place, just the new
Reno,
characters.
Nevada.
No, huh?
Reno, Nevada.
Oh fuck yeah, Reno or
Reno.
Reno, Nevada. Basically, what did you think of the new cast member?
I thought it was pretty fun. It's spicing it up. You have so much chemistry with these other characters, and I think it was probably, it could have gone south if they hadn't taken the time to do it properly in the writing process, that is, because like they kind of just shoehorned the characters in pretty quick. But in the sense of the way that they're brought in and everything, I feel like it works very much for these characters and
I
they
mean,
don't clash. They're
the writing already has like a meta aspect to it. So I'm pretty forgiving when it comes to that kind of stuff with this.
Yeah, I feel that.
I also thought the meta humor in this one was like, it was really funny, I guess. Oh, that's all I'm trying to say.
Like that really long Uber joke.
Which one?
The one where
Oh.
she's just like, I think we should make a driving service where people get into strangers' cars.
Dude, I fucking loved her character. She was so annoying, but she was so good.
It's just so.
I think my favorite joke that she made was like, or my favorite gag with her involved was like the one where like they think that she got bit and like they think she's turning into a zombie. And then
Yeah.
you're led to believe that Jesse Eisenberg like shoots her and shit. But then she fucking comes back later and she's like, oh yeah, what was it? She had like a nut allergy or something.
That was
Because I didn't think they were gonna bring her back. I just thought, oh, well, she's dead.
I really wanted her and I really wanted Berkeley to die.
Really?
They were just
I'll give you Berkeley.
so
I didn't care for Berkeley too much.
I'll be real, I know some Berkeley cunts.
What do you, oh, like people like that are like him or
No, I've met some people, or like I know some people online who have been to Berkeley.
oh
And Jesus fuck, man.
Was the Berkeley in the movie representative of them?
Well, okay, there's two types I find. There's that type, and then there's like the pompous fucking preppy kid.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they nailed down that one, the one version of the Berkeley.
What did you think of like the whole like Stoner Paradise set location?
Okay, I thought it was fun and it was a good little gag. It was a good place for the end of the film. But you're telling me all these people would have been kids when the outbreak happened.
Oh shit, you're right.
You're telling me they all lasted 10 fucking years being fucking pacifists? Also, fucking Berkeley would only have been like 10.
I didn't even think of that.
Issues with the time jump, man.
I mean, shit, man. You're right. You're not wrong. But
I'm not. Like, I enjoyed the film still.
yeah, I mean, it's a when it comes to comedies, I'm more forgiving with this kind of shit, so that's why I didn't. But I understand.
They could try to play it off like Berkeley's a 30-year-old and he was 20 when the outbreak happened, but that's a little bit weird when you consider that she just turned 18 in the context of the movie.
Yeah. God, that's some rough territory. So,
But overall, I thought it was a pretty. I had fun with it. And that's all I can really ask from a comedy.
I will say that like the whole doppelganger scene between Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg and their doubles.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. That's the one joke in the movie that didn't really land too well for me personally.
Oh, you didn't enjoy it?
I enjoyed it at first, but then I kind of just thought it went on for a little too long.
I see that.
But I enjoyed it a little more when they finally like turned into zombies, though.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I liked how fucking Woody Harrelson just kept hitting Jesse Eisenberg with things, and it was just like he just kept going, "Ow! Ow!"
Actually, I'm gonna rewind a little bit. I like Jesse Eisenberg's banter with his doppelganger. It's just with Woody Harrelson and his that I didn't get too much. Because like whenever, just like the little offhand comments that Jesse Eisenberg made to his doppelganger, like, "Oh, he lets you wear the hat."
You know, I felt like that was going to lead to like the very end after she says yes, he was gonna let him wear the hat.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
That would have been like the best feel good moment.
True.
And
I
like
did.
foreshadowed throughout the entire thing as well.
Yeah. Did you think at the end, I honestly thought that Woody Harrelson's character was gonna die.
I thought, yeah, I mean, to be fair, they had that same kind of a feeling in the original Zombieland,
With what?
where when he's in the it's this really dramatic scene. He's in the toy counter thing, locked up, and he has these guns all lined up. It's kind of like a last stand where he's willing to sacrifice himself so Columbus can go get the girls.
Oh shit, yeah. Yo, that scene in the first one was badass.
Yeah, I feel like they tried to mirror some of the drama between the two movies.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely. I mean, yeah, they definitely went for like the nostalgia factor.
Yeah. The awkward silence.
It returns.
Yes.
I'm just trying to think like what else I can say. I think the third act battle in this new one, I don't think is as good as the first one.
Yeah, I feel that. It was very,
Cause
I like the concept for it.
yeah, I just think visually the the third act and the first one was just more entertaining. The imagery, yeah. I guess.
I think I didn't... The thing about that, about the last scene, or the last act I didn't like in this one was that it was all based around what seemed like a throwaway gag at the beginning of the film where he's like, I have native blood in me.
Oh, yeah.
That was like this really random, out of nowhere, offhanded comment, and it comes back to be like a major plot point at the end of the film.
Yeah.
I felt that to be kind of like shoehorned in.
I'd agree with you on that one.
But at the same time, it was a good way to kind of make that throwaway comment mean more. But I feel like they could have done more to do that.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's a weird like joke, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the post-credit scene?
Oh shit! Yeah. I totally fucking forgot. I can't believe I forgot.
Yo, fucking Garfield 3.
What did they call it? I forget.
Oh, fuck, hold on.
It was like Garfield. Fuck, Garfield.
Riff for me while I find it.
Oh, you found it?
Hold on, just, you have to riff for me.
Oh, so obviously Bill Murray starred in the Garfield 1 and 2. I think the second one was called A Tale of Two Kitties, if I remember correctly. I did not watch that one, because I heard it was terrible, and at the time I was a child, so I didn't really care to, and the first one was really good. Breckenmeyer was the star of the first one, aside from Bill Murray. He played the human. Odie was in the film as well, played by a dog.
Yo, okay, first off, did you know that the original post-credit scene was going to be different?
I had no idea.
It was going to be all of the Ghostbuster guys.
What?
And they were trying to convince Bill Murray to do the next Ghostbusters.
Does Sony have the rights to Ghostbusters?
I don't know. Well, the whole thing had a cameo in the first one, remember? When they were like, ah! I forgot what Emma Stone said in that scene, but she made that noise.
When she's like, oh, it's on, he's on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but the subtitle for the third one was Flabby Tabby.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. This Tale of Two Kitties is still better.
Oh, yeah. A-plus film. 10 out of 10.
I was like... I kind of knew that there was going to be a post-credit scene because I follow Beyond the Trailer on YouTube.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how she was a part of it, but she didn't spoil it at all. She just said she was a part of it. So I was like, what is this going to be? And I almost forgot that there was even a post-credit scene in the theater. Like, we almost walked out, but then it started playing and I'm like, oh shit.
Before the film, you know, this is a short side story.
Go ahead.
And it pissed me off so much. I had to look at the time to make sure I had time for this side story.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, I go into the film. I show the usher my tickets or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And this fucking person has the audacity to ask me my goddamn age.
Oh my Lord.
And I was like, how fucking dare you? And so before the whole shit fiasco happened, I took the time to look up what the film was rated.
Mm-hmm.
I never found it, but then I saw, oh, the credit scene, and I'm like, what? So that's how I found out about the post-credit scene.
Did it live up to the hype?
The, like, hour and a half long hype, yes. I thought it was pretty fucking entertaining just watching Bill Murray go ham on zombies with fucking Garfield posters.
I recognize a lot of those reporters.
I mean, I think that was the point. Al Roker was in there.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
One of the guy, I think Justin Horowitz or something like that from MTV, Grace Randolph from Beyond the Trailer. I recognized, this is funny, because one of the reporters was like Hispanic, and I don't think anybody but Hispanics would recognize her, but I was shocked that she was in it.
Yo, did it make you feel like your culture was being appreciated?
Dude, I finally felt represented in film. It was a beautiful feeling.
Yo, I'm proud of you.
How incredible. I almost shed a tear. I'm not gonna lie.
And then she got murdered by Bill Murray.
Then I went, then I felt very oppressed. No.
I thought that was a pretty good good little gag there at the he was married.
Wait, who says that? I forget.
Rosario Dawson.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, I really like, yeah, I like that joke a lot. See, the whole movie was filled with some really solid jokes.
It just had some like lackluster writing to get between the two,
Yeah.
or between the jokes.
Yeah. But overall, I thought it was really enjoyable.
I don't think it was like I'm talking about it like it's this horrible movie with lackluster writing. It was a fun movie in it.
Yeah, I mean, when you follow film as closely as we do, we tend to really nitpick these things. But
I guess, yeah.
we also recognize that it's like it's just a fun movie, man.
You know, I hate the people that are like, this film is the worst thing in the world. No one should ever watch it because film is open to interpretation.
Yeah, dude.
And how, who are they to say that Joe Schmo from down the street won't enjoy this film?
The cinematic masterpiece. That's another thing. We were, me and my friends, before we watched the movie, we were just joking about like how really pretentious film snobs sound when they review movies. Me included.
My apparently one of my friends heard that Zombieland 2 was like filled with 2009 humor for an hour and a half, and I'm like, I think that's the fucking point.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that's what
And
I
like
liked
his
about it.
friend or their friend was complaining about it for a lot. I'm like, oh, your friend is dumb.
Yeah, well, that's what I was worried about too going into it. I thought they were gonna conform to today's standards of what comedy should be. But I enjoyed that they like stuck to their guns with the same humor as the first.
I don't think it would have been successful if they didn't stick to the same humor.
Exactly. That's what I was worried
Because
about.
that's what made the first film so enjoyable was the comedy.
Yeah.
You never get to like get close enough to these characters to actually with like you don't even know their names, so it's hard to get close enough to them to care about them too much.
Yeah.
But the comedy is what drove the first one, and I think that's what also drove the second one.
Yeah, for sure. Can we talk about how, like, when the first one came out, the cast was, like, pretty much B-list?
You know, except for Woody Harrelson, they all fucking
Yeah.
got their break like the next year.
Yeah. Like,
Jet.
Jesse Eisenberg, Social Network.
You know, he makes a joke in Zombieland about hating Facebook.
I know.
And then he plays fucking Mark Zuckerberg.
The Social Network is Social Network is one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
But yeah,
Emma
it
Stone was
is.
Easy A, right?
I think so, yeah. Which is also honestly one of my favorite movies.
There, it was an enjoyable one.
Yeah, for sure. Out of like the whole like teen movie crop, I think Easy A is one that really stands out.
But like they brought back all of these like huge actors now. Emma Roberts, fucking is that's her name, right? I'm not like
Emma Roberts or Emma Stone?
Emma Stone. Oh yeah, I knew I was wrong.
I'm pretty sure you said Emma Stone before that.
I did. I'm just very tired.
Same.
She fucking did she win the Oscar for La La Land?
I think she might have been only been nominated.
I mean, to be that's still fucking amazing,
Oh
not
yeah, for
Oscar
sure.
nominated.
I think both her and Jesse Eisenberg are, I mean, probably even, I would assume Woody Harrelson is Oscar nominated too. Maybe? I don't know.
Maybe
I'm not sure. But
Woody Harrelson.
can't wait for Woody Harrelson to play
Oscar.
Carnage in Venom 2.
Oh yeah, that should be pretty fun.
Yeah, I didn't take the first Venom movie too seriously, but I'm excited to see what they do. They're fun.
Apparently, he was nominated for best performance in a supporting role for Three Billboards.
What the fuck? I watched that movie. How do I not remember?
I don't know.
Honestly, it's because I didn't really like that movie.
I never watched it.
It's an Oscar bait movie, you know.
Yeah, it's fucking Oscar bait.
It's not, that doesn't mean it's horrible. It just means it's like it has a really clear intent of what it's trying to do.
Yeah, I don't honestly watch a lot of Oscar bait. I skipped Lady Bird.
I thought Lady Bird was solid.
I skipped sadly, I skipped Shape of Water.
Dude, Shape of Water is so good.
I tried to wa
Everybody's like, oh, that's the Shape of Water, that's just a movie where a girl fucks a fish. And I'm like, it is, and it's beautiful.
I tried to watch it on my flight home from Chicago last year.
Yeah.
And in like the first 5 minutes there's a tit. And there was a kid in the seat behind me looking over my shoulder.
Oh my God. How do you get into these situations?
Bad luck.
Shit, they really do be like that sometimes.
And so I couldn't watch it on my way on my flight home. I think I ended up watching. What did I watch? Was that the flight I watched a shit ton of Big Bang Theory? I forget. It might have been.
Where were we?
I think we were talking about Woody Harrelson, Oscar.
Oh,
Oh, how they were all lesser known actors.
yeah. I think the fact that Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg came back doesn't surprise me too much, but the fact that Emma Stone would come back for this, I thought was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, because like you can tell that she doesn't take herself that seriously after the whole Oscar thing, which is nice.
Yeah.
And Abigail Breslin's still there.
I'm gonna go see if she what she's done other than that.
I don't think she's been in anything else.
Scream Queens.
Okay.
She's done a bunch of fucking shorts named up. Yo, she was in Air Buddies. Yo.
What?
She was the voice of Rosebud in Air Buddies in 2006.
What the fuck?
That was just a side thing. She did a bunch of shorts
I mean
where.
that Air Buddies thing is truly very eye-opening.
Yeah. It makes me realize how amazing of an actor she is.
Honestly, yeah.
She hasn't done much.
She was in Little Miss Sunshine. She was really good in that.
Yeah, back before Zombieland.
Yeah.
She was
Hopper.
also in Signs, apparently.
Oh yeah, she was. She was really good in that too.
Toys R Us, 1999 commercial. She played Little Girl.
Holy shit, no, that was her?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yo, she was in Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement. She played Parade Girl Carolina.
You know, I watched that movie. I remember watching that movie when I was super young, and I remember that I remember her in that. I don't
God
know
damn.
why, but I do. Princess Diaries 2. When's the third one coming out? Speaking of
Fuck,
long-awaited sequels.
I've never seen either of them.
They're pretty like they're like cheesy Disney movies, but like they're still kind of enjoyable. At least I think so. I don't know if you would, but
Princess Diaries 3.
Granted, I haven't seen either of them in years, so for all I know, they could probably be terrible.
As of 2019, the film is still very much on.
Very much what?
Very much on. They're working on it.
The third one?
There is a script for the third movie.
What the fuck? Yes!
Apparently, Gary Marshall was planning the third installment before he died.
Oh, sad.
Anne Hathaway has a secret idea for the sequel.
I love how this is just turning into fucking Princess Diaries talk.
Apparently, Hathaway also said that it is way too early to start talking about it. Chris Pine's open to it.
Was he in the first two?
I have no fun. There's a gif of him kissing somebody.
Well, shit, I hope he comes back.
Someone asked him, "Do you pray every night for Princess Diaries 3?" To which he replied, "Have you been reading my diary?"
Oh my God. What a guy.
The Princess Diaries.
My God. Anyway, we were talking about the Zombieland cast. Who's your favorite character?
Fuck, man, gonna put me on the spot like that?
Yeah. That's what
Okay,
that's how we
I
do.
want to quickly just say, Woody Harrelson is my fa the fucking Tallahassee is my favorite character. But I felt like they didn't have anything for him to strive towards in this film, like the Twinkie.
Yeah, I agree.
It just kind of felt like he was there and he was just trying to get away, but couldn't.
Once again, we keep nitpicking.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just gave him more in the first one.
No, yeah, definitely. That whole Twinkie gag in the first one is amazing.
Yeah.
I think my favorite character is probably Columbus.
Yeah.
Just because Jesse Eisenberg is just one of a kind.
He's really good. It's just you can only handle so much of him.
I don't know. Like, I personally, I don't mind him. Like, I think people give him a lot of shit for being so, like, eccentric. But personally, I think I'd hang out with him. I mean, he's an intellectual, so I feel like he'd make me feel pretty dumb, but.
I feel like there's just like he plays the same character and everything.
Fair.
I think the only time he really tried to do more with it was fucking Batman versus Superman. And somehow we're back at Batman versus Superman. And I was going to tell the story about all the Jesse Eisenberg action figures on the shelf, but I told that in the last episode.
Unpopular opinion, I liked him as Lex Luthor. It's different, but I liked it.
I mean, yeah,
I totally understand why everybody else hated it, but I'm in the minority. I enjoyed it.
people are praising the new Joker for being different. Why can't Jesse Eisenberg be a different version of Lex Luthor?
Facts. Straight up facts right there.
I'm gonna murder everybody who says that Jesse Eisenberg did a bad job as Lex Luthor.
You will receive a letter from me promptly, and then I will show up to your doorstep. And yeah.
There was a guy online who had like a campaign going on about how Batman versus Superman wasn't a bad film. And now we're back to talking about Batman versus Superman again.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like we should just make an episode about it because we're at 53 minutes and the limit is 60.
Yep.
I feel like we should make an episode about that though. There's
One day.
a lot to talk about there.
I haven't watched it in years, so.
Oof. We need to do it then, whenever you have
Yeah.
time.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that pretty much everything for Zombieland Double Tap?
I think we've said everything we can.
I think so. There's not very many talking points when it comes to Zombieland other than just it was funny. Good.
Had a good time.
Yeah, good time for
I
sure.
had to shit the entire movie.
overall thoughts?
I had a shitty experience.
Damn, going out on a pun. All right, I guess I'll just start wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I had fun. Did you have fun, Zach?
Yeah.
Dies. He's like, I gotta go shit.
I do have to shit, not gonna lie.
Speaking of Zombieland makes me really want to shit. Anyway, thanks for listening. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at CineSpeakPod. Make sure to follow me at MarioMuñoz.98. And then on, if you want, follow me on Letterboxd too. My username on there is just MarioMuñoz. Follow Zach on Instagram at ZickKang. Do you want to plug your Letterboxd too? Or?
It's the exact same.
ZickKang. Solid. <Yes. laughs> Hope you enjoyed this episode, and stay tuned for whatever's next. Also, I changed the logo again. I don't know how many more times it's gonna change, but I'm just gonna keep doing it till something sticks. So enjoy all the multitude of logos. thanks for listening, and see ya.